السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam. One brother, I love him for Allah, brother Muhammad. He sent me questions. And all this question, honest to Allah. If I do not love him for Allah and love you all for Allah, I will not do what I'm doing now. But I'm doing this in the most blessing night, inshallah, to Allah, in a holy year, or the blessing day. The Hajji is making Hajj now, most likely now going to Mina, and tomorrow inshallah they're going to stand in Arafat. And Waqfat Arafat for them is Hajj, and when they leave inshallah, they will leave the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them birth from their own mother. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised on the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Hajj, Allah forgive him. And for those, the Hajji, the people who do Hajj, make dua and ask Allah to forgive them. Imagine, meaning Allah will forgive the Hajji, and the dua of the Hajji, and the forgiveness for whom the Hajji want Allah to forgive. How Allah so kareem and so kind. By His way, please make dua for them. And hopefully, inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq to fast this day and Allah accept our fasting, which Allah will give us a gift of Allah forgive the sins of the year before and the year after. You see, if you understand Islam and understand Allah, you will not do nothing except fill in love with Allah, of His bounty and His rahmah and His forgiveness, the one continue non-stop. Now, honest to Allah, I was not planning to answer all this question, but for sabilillah, I will do in case I die tonight. Number one, he asked question about the three women who get drink from Jannah. Imagine, no one single woman or a female ask me the question, but a man ask me the question. Imagine this for you to think about it. Anyway, Muhammad, the drink from Jannah was not like juice or something or tea or coffee. It was water, Muhammad. Just plain water from Jannah. Straight from Jannah, Muhammad. Angel bringing a bucket with water from Jannah straight and give them to the three women. Now Muhammad said, what they did to reach this level? The three women, ya Muhammad, I will give you the name, and after that all of you guys can go and search about them and find out in detail. But I will give you a summary quick. One, her name Umm Shariq, and one Umm Ayman, and one called Zamira. And the three of them had one thing in common. They tried to immigrate from Mecca to Medina. The love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu, and the love of the message, and continue spreading the message above anything. No husband, no nothing, only the love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah, and the message. And the three of them has one thing in common. They trust in Allah and they beg Allah not to make their condition fitna to other for the deen of Allah. Meaning even their question and their support they seek to Allah only for one reason. Because you do not want to be a fitna for the deen of Allah. I want you to see the steps of sincerity of these people. Again, ikhlas, ikhlas, ikhlas. This school, this woman, they get honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They get honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supporting them just like that. It's called karamat. Karamat is a second level of miracle. You know? When I used to read all this story, it used to make me shiver and make me jealous Now, Muhammad, tell me, what about the people who kept the covenant? You said a few people in your life kept the covenant. And how he kept the covenant? And how I can keep the covenant? I will take you to 2-3 points first before I answer you, Muhammad, for Sabeelillah. You remember the three went to the cave, and the cave in a storm has blocked with a rock. Go study the hadith. You will find it in the chapter of Ikhlas again in Riyadu Salihin. Okay? And the hadith you will find it in Sahih Muslim. Now, and maybe Wallahu A'lam Sahih Bukhari too. And also I wanted to remember the story about Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. When he heard the man he supports monthly from his own tribe or family, he's the one who spread rumor against his own daughter, Aisha radiallahu anha. And what happened? What happened to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? He forgave him for Sabilillah, and he did not stop the allowance monthly until he died. Again, ikhlas. By this way, when you hear a message of Muhammad, a message I share it for Muslim for almost 35 years. What is that? When I look today, the majority of Muslims, they have no any discipline together. No unity, no united for Sabilillah. This why we cannot find Islamic school, orphanage, or any project continue. Why? Because the people of money, they give according to the feeling, not according to principle. I feel like it, I do. I don't feel like it, I switch. And now they said, oh, but I'm doing. You see, it's all good deed. But if you get something, imagine if you have an orphanage, or you have a project doing good deed in a certain way, how it continue? The same people, they will never do that with business or with their job. Never, never. No man open a business and all of a sudden he quit and take all the money from one business, put in another business, just like that, overnight. For 40 years, Ya Muhammad, for Sabilillah, all the people who have money and try to support, they always do the same thing. And I always scream at them and I said, please, go find someone you trust, but don't do what you're doing to me. Why? Not because of me. Because how you can continue when your budget going up and down, up and down, up and down, north and south? How? How? This why even a place like New York City, okay, with 1.5 million Muslim in New York, bunch of multimillionaire and billionaire, and I can tell you by 1,000, millionaire, but billionaire maybe a few, and you have no any good one Islamic school in New York City, no one only TV channel or radio channel. Why? Because of us. We're not united. We're not united in a good deed. Why? Everybody has money, want to do whatever he want. No principle, no covenant with Allah is according to your desire. Okay? But this way, when you look at all the story I share with you, they have only one thing in common, ikhlas. Ikhlas for Allah. And to be honest with you, okay, I have beautiful bunch of young girls or young lady in New York City and different places, honest to Allah Muhammad, they like giant in their own way. Okay? But the example I tell you, I will share with you very soon and show you what's going on. Number one, in this journey, Muhammad, Allah will trial you. Trial you with money, lack of money, fitan, you know, you name it. And the wind of fitan will be going back and forth. What will make you stabilized and steadfast? Only your ikhlas with Allah and the ikhlas of the message. And let me remind you again, Project Smile is a tiny part of the message, is not the message. Go back and hear all the topic about Dawah to Allah and Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi an Munkar and spread the knowledge. Nothing can exceed that. That's why good deed, feeding people, orphanage is important, but not the one. This is why the early people call Dawah to Allah the mother of good deed. Why? I can do Dawah to you for 5 years, 10 years. When Allah opened for you, think about you are a multimillionaire. Now you start doing good deed for 10, 15, 20 years. I hope you understand it and those who are listening. By the way, to tell you the truth, over the years, I have hundred and maybe thousands of people came in my life with unbelievable quality and love of Allah and unity with me and believe in Dawah and believe in the message. And believe me, some of them is unbelievable, super duper quality. But what happened? When the wind of fitna come, Ya Muhammad, they come and go. They come and go. For example, in certain amount of years, I used to have at least minimum 200 or 300 people around me, love me so much and supporting me. And one fitna, in one week, from all these people who love me for Allah, okay, the one who survived is three. Only three. Two male, one female. That's it. This is the only three people do not sponge the fitna. And these three people also, Muhammad, I will tell you one thing in common about them. I do not have to ask at all. Period. They smell and sense the good deed. I give you example about one of them. This person, for example, sometime he used to call me daily, weekly, monthly. And he said, Brother Ahmed, I have some money. Okay, do you have a good deed for that? What you advise me to do? Which good deed is the highest for me? Or this good deed, I want to do it on behalf of my mother. Or this good deed for my family. Or this good deed for the ummah. And I go to visit, sit down, and I tell him honestly, what the ummah need at this time, explain to him what the ummah need and what he can need, him and his family. What it meaning, he consult and he follow. In meantime, if I call in any moment and tell him, is a good deed, I want support. No question at all. No question at all. Okay? By this way, when you look at ikhlas like that, when you have ikhlas, this happened in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and later on, go study the story between Abu Darda radiallahu anhu and Salman al-Farisi. Beautiful story. He will make you cry. They're so good friend, brother to each other, and well, look what happened. I'm not going to go to the story, but the main thing is the unity, love of each other, they sense the need, the urge. You do not have to ask at all. And remember, Ya Muhammad, in Islam or in dunya, or even between us and Allah, the reality of your iman will show up in a certain moment. Allah will trial you in a certain moment. When you have, for example, money you like and money Allah love, how you know a condition? You heard about condition. By this way, if you ask me, I have people, one of the three people, okay, and happen to be a female or a woman, inshallah, never I ask, never. Every trip, all the major trip for 14 years, she support 100%, 100%. And even if she doesn't have, and she knows the budget is minus, she go collect. Another one, she was 17 years old. When I call her 2 o'clock in the morning, I tell her I need $5,000 by tomorrow afternoon. She tell me, don't worry about it, I will do my best. 17 years old, a man died, his wife called me, we want to bury him. The burial, it will cost $5,000. Before 2 o'clock, she called me and tell me I have $7,000. We bury the man, Allah yirhamu, and we take care about his wife, by this way she have her own dignity. By this way, if you ask me, what make you keep the covenant? It's not emotion. I have people came in my life with doctor degree, master degree, and all the degree, and all the intelligence, and all the money, and all the ibadah, and everything. But I will summarize it to you. It is the love of Allah, Ya Muhammad. It's the ikhlas. And the real love between each other with responsibility. Meaning the core of the relationship is responsibility and honor. Honor the message. You will never do that, Ya Muhammad, unless you honor the message. And this is the covenant the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. They honor the message of Allah. And they support each other to honor the message. The message. Don't ever forget that, the message. Da'wah to Allah has to be honored. And before I forget, may Allah forgive me, but I will say,